Welcome to Brains and Butts, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Hey everyone, and welcome. We're doing a deep dive today on how small businesses can use AI.
Yeah, awesome topic.
It seems like it's not just for big tech anymore.
Exactly, it's everywhere.
So we've got these two articles here.
Yeah.
And they both talk about small businesses using AI to save time and grow.
Definitely. That's a big focus now.
Like one article said that 90% of businesses using AI saw their sales increase.
Wow. 90%. That's incredible.
Yeah. And they had all these examples from accounting to marketing.
Makes sense. AI can kind of touch every part of a business.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe we can start with accounting.
Okay, yeah. I think most business owners would agree that's the least fun part.
Totally. So how's AI helping there?
Well, so there's software like QuickBooks.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
It uses AI to do things like invoice processing.
Automatically.
Yeah, and expense tracking, all that stuff that used to take hours.
Right, no more spreadsheets till 2 a.m.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And the article also mentioned marketing.
Oh, yeah, AI is huge in marketing right now.
Yeah. Like what, 40% of small businesses are already using AI for marketing?
Something like that. Yeah, a lot of them are using generative AI.
What's that?
So it's AI that can actually create content.
Really?
Yeah, like text, images, based on what you tell it.
So you can have it write like ad copy?
Exactly, or social media posts, anything.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
It's really cool, and it saves a ton of time.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we've got time saving on accounting and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What about customer service?
Oh, that's another area where AI is making a big impact.
I can imagine.
AI chatbots are getting super sophisticated.
I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, they can handle basic questions from customers.
Oh, so you don't have to.
Right. They can provide 24/7 support even when you're asleep.
That's a game changer.
And it frees you up to handle more complex issues.
Makes sense. So it's like having an extra employee.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
But without the salary.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then one of the articles mentioned something called Sintra.
Okay, yeah.
Which uses AI for data analysis.
Right, and it can even forecast sales.
What?
Yeah.
Like predict the future.
Pretty much. It uses machine learning to analyze all your sales data.
And market trends.
Yep, and seasonality, all that stuff.
So it can tell you how much you're going to sell.
It gives you a really good estimate, yeah.
That's crazy. So you can make decisions based on that.
Exactly, like how much inventory to order.
Or how many people to hire.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of it.
Wow. So we've got AI helping with accounting, marketing, customer service, and now data analysis.
Uh-huh. It's pretty amazing.
It is. And then this article also talked about content creation.
Oh, yeah. Sintra has a tool for that, too.
It does.
It's called Comet, and it can help with all kinds of content.
Like what?
Product descriptions, social media posts, blog articles, anything you need.
So it's like having a built-in copywriter.
Basically. And it can tailor the tone and style to your brand.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Okay, so content creation.
Yep.
What about SEO?
Oh, yeah, that's another big one.
Because a lot of small businesses struggle with SEO, right?
For sure. It's complicated.
Yeah. So how can AI help with that?
So Sintra has this AI SEO specialist called Siomi.
Nice.
It analyzes search trends and finds the best keywords for you.
Wow. So it does all the research.
Uh-huh. And then it suggests ways to optimize your website.
So you rank higher.
Exactly. And it can even track your rankings over time.
Wow. This is starting to sound like a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
But seriously, AI, accounting, marketing, chatbots, SEO.
It's mind-blowing.
It is. But there's got to be a catch, right? What are the downsides?
Well, one concern is inaccurate content.
Okay, yeah.
AI is getting really good at writing, but it's not perfect yet.
Right, so you still need a human to check it.
Definitely, just to make sure it's accurate and makes sense.
Yeah, can't trust the robots completely.
Uh-huh, not yet. And then there's data privacy.
Okay, that's a big one these days.
Yeah, you got to make sure the AI tools you use are handling data responsibly.
And following all the regulations like GDPR.
Absolutely, and being transparent with your customers about how you're using their data.
So it's about finding that balance between using AI and being ethical.
Exactly. You can't just throw ethics out the window.
Definitely not. So let's say a small business owner is listening to this.
Yeah.
And they're convinced they need AI.
Uh-huh.
But where do they even start?
Well, a good first step is to figure out where AI could help the most.
Okay, so like, what are their biggest pain points?
Exactly. What are the tasks that are taking up the most time?
Or that they're not good at?
Yeah. Anything that could be automated or improved with AI.
Okay, so identify the problem you want to solve.
Right. And then you can start looking for AI tools that address that specific need.
So don't try to do everything at once.
No, start with one thing and get it working well.
Makes sense, kind of like a pilot program.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've talked about the benefits of AI for small businesses
And some of the potential downsides.
and how to get started.
Yep, I think we covered a lot of ground.
We did, and I think this is just the beginning.
Oh, definitely. AI is only going to get more powerful.
And more accessible.
For sure. So small businesses really need to be paying attention.
Absolutely. So for all the small business owners out there,
Yeah.
AI is not just for the big guys anymore.
It's for everyone.
And it could be the key to saving time, growing your business, and staying ahead of the curve.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive.
It has.
So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And we'll be back soon with more insights on AI for small businesses.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.